Talk about the quarterback battle. I know you got a lot of them. Mm-hmm. So what is the one thing that will help somebody rise above the top?
Consistency and work ethic. Hmm. That'll be the difference right there. Who comes ready to work? Who shows me that I played the position, so who shows me that they love the game and they want to be out here? Regardless of heat, regardless of rain, snow, sleet, they want to be out here and be the guy. I was a nasty, gritty guy myself at QB, so I want the same from them. And they got to love the game first. If they love the game, then I'll coach them hard as I can. If they don't, then they're going to fall to the wayside.
Is there – when would the decision be made before the first game?
I don't even know that. Mm-hmm. That's a head coach's call. Mm-hmm. Being new to this league from California, that's not a I'm kind of learning the ropes on that deal. So, you know, obviously there's 20 out-of-state guys. So, you know, we'll find the best for our team and to succeed. So we'll find that guy and we'll go with him. When that day is deemed, I'm not sure.
Take us to the timing of the wide receivers and the quarterback right now. How do you, as a coach, try to help that along?
We don't have much in yet, so install-wise, so we're going to, you know, add to it as we go. But, you know, today wasn't bad. We're trying to get the QBs wideouts on time, throwing it quick, anticipation, windows, things like that, QB working their drops, etc. And today looked pretty good for a first day, you know, about average for a first day, as best you could expect. So tomorrow I expect them to be better, and we'll watch film and we'll make evaluations and we'll grade our guys and we'll show them in film tomorrow.